This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The White House says National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien has tested positive for COVID-19. In a statement, the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump said O'Brien, who heads the National Security Council, has mild symptoms and has been self-isolating off-site. It said there is no risk of exposure to the president or the vice president. O'Brien, who is 54, is the highest-ranking member of the administration of President Donald Trump, who is known to have been infected with the coronavirus. Asked by reporters about O'Brien on Monday, President Trump said he hasn't seen the National Security Advisor lately. Previous White House aides who tested positive for COVID-19 include a personal valet for Trump and the top communications aide for Vice President Mike Pence. The body of late U.S. Congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis is inside the U.S. Capitol, where he'll lie in state the rest of today and tomorrow. It's one of the highest honors a U.S. citizen can receive. In keeping with COVID-19-related safeguards, Lewis will lie at the top of the steps of the Capitol's East Front, so the public can pay their respects safely outside, with social distancing guidelines and mask requirements. Lewis died last week at the age of 80 after a year-long battle with advanced-stage pancreatic cancer. The head of the World Health Organization says the coronavirus pandemic is easily the worst global health emergency the WHO has faced. Monday, Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the world could manage to beat it, but only with strict adherence to health measures, from wearing masks to avoiding crowds. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.